Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, we're now back. My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. As always, this is the gracious host coming all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Say hello if you're catching it live. And for the people that's catching the premiere on YouTube or the podcast and all of the great stuff, thank you guys and girls for tuning in. As you guys and girls already know, the market today went up about 300 points, but who stole the show today? It had to be Uber. And for everybody that's noticed, been really following me, you know that I'm pretty close follower of Uber. It's my risky stock that I think can make it for several reasons that I've said before. But today it did something very interesting. It acquired Postmates, a new company. So today what we're going to do, we're going to look into the acquisition. You know, what does it mean? How did they acquire him? How much did it cost? We're going to look at what does it mean for the company? Does it increase their profitability? What does Postmates look like? All that great stuff. So we're going to go through the press release that Uber released. We're also going to look at Uber's quarter two earnings. And we're also going to look at the presentation that Uber put out today on their call. So they did an actual call today on the executives. They put out a call today talking about the acquisition, why they did it, all the good stuff like that. So we're going to look at that. And when you look at these things, the reason why this is something that makes you a seasoned investor, what I mean by that is following the company. The companies are telling you a story. You're seeing what they're doing. Why did they acquire this company? Is it a good deal? Is it a bad deal? How does the future look? All those type of things. So instead of just buying a particular stock and just forgetting about it, I stay with it. I follow the story and I buy more if I think it's making sense. I buy less if it's not making sense. And if it doesn't make sense to me, you get out of it, right? Nobody is loyal to anybody. I'm here to make money. That's it. And long as the company is doing just that and I believe in your future and I believe in you, I will stay with you. But the moment I see foolishness and buffoonery that I can't understand, I'm out of there. So this is what you have to do as an investor. Follow the companies, tell the stories. One way I showed everybody how to do this, I taught everybody how to fish, how to go to a particular company, go to the investor relations. I don't care if you're on McDonald's, Apple, whatever, Google, Amazon, whatever. You go to the investor relations. If they're a publicly traded company, you go to investor relations and you can sign up for the SEC newsletter. So anytime Uber sends a letter to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that comes directly to my email, which comes directly to my phone, and I can say, boom, okay, so what is Uber, what are they talking about now? That's how I can stay abreast on what a company is doing or whatnot, whatever the case may be. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's jump into it. And this is going to reiterate some of the ways that I think about investing. Let me go ahead and throw that on here so you guys can know. So number one, Uber. When you look at the size of the industry, in Uber, you have Uber, then you have Lyft and everybody else, right? So essentially, Uber is number one in that space. When you look at the rideshare world, Lyft is number two. Lyft, the only way Lyft makes money is getting rides, right? Giving rides. So Uber not only does that, it has rides, it has freights, and it also has Eats. Uber Eats. So we saw a slowdown of people taking rides because of COVID-19, but you saw a pickup of people utilizing Uber Eats. So Uber has said that they want to, they wanted to expand their Uber Eats platform, right? They said, hey, we want to expand it. We want to focus more in on it. I think they made about $819 million last quarter that I saw in the Q2 report, SEC filing. So they said they wanted to expand that, right? So this is what happens. This is why I always look at the companies that are the biggest in the space. When hard times happens or we have downturns in the economy, what does the big companies do? They eat the little guys. They go out, they eat the little guys, they find the little guys and girls. So that's exactly what you're seeing Uber doing. Uber is the biggest one. Guess what it's doing? It's turning around and it's eating the little guys. If you remember, Uber tried to purchase Grubhub for about $2.5 billion, if I'm not mistaken, but it kind of went off to some European company, all of the good stuff like that. But guess what? Uber came back out and said, boom, we'll take Postmates. So now that it has agreed, Uber and Postmates have agreed upon buying each other for a $2.65 billion deal, all stock transaction, it's automatically making them number one in that space. When you look at the food space, who's delivering food is automatically going to be Uber is number one. And the reason why Uber is going to be number one for one reason, because when you look at Uber, When you look at Uber in that space, Uber Eats is already there. Then they also acquired Postmates. Now all you have left, number two is coming in at DoorDash, and number three is Grubhub, who they tried to buy in the first place, but now they're making themselves bigger and a bigger footprint. Now, we're going to talk about how it was paid for. Number two, we already know Uber is not a profitable company. That's why I say it's very risky. The company is not profitable. So you look at $2.65 billion. How did you pay for it? Where's this money coming from? All this other great stuff like that. When I looked up, Uber has outstanding shares, 1.7 billion shares outstanding or something like that. And the good thing about that is they're paying for this with an all-stock deal. They're going to give up 84 million shares for $31.45. They're going to give up 84 million shares at $31.45 in order to pay for the acquisition. Now, when you look at this acquisition, that's how they paid for it, which I love it because I was like, well, the company's already unprofitable. I don't want them sliding back with trying to acquire another company. Now, here's the other thing, the competition. This is why I look at Uber. It's one of the very few companies in the rideshare space. It's just dominating. You can't even compare it to Lyft anymore because Lyft is just focused on giving rides. Uber is number one at giving rides. It's a household name. Now it is dominating the food delivery spot. And when you read what the CEO is saying, the CEO is saying, hey, we want to deliver everything. The difference between Uber Eats and Postmates, Uber Eats is more like restaurants. Postmates will bring you anything. They will, hey, go get me a bag of potato chips from the 7-Eleven. Go get me a Mountain Dew. Very popular with millennials. They do everything. They just don't focus on just Uber Eats like food. They focus on, they'll go get your medicine, everything. So Uber, they're in the mindset of, we want to deliver everything. Groceries, food, medication, they want to do everything. Everything can be deliverable through Uber, which is something that I like. Being in this space, it is dominating this space now. I don't know who, I haven't heard or seen Lyft talk about doing anything like that or whatnot, but you know, I like aggressive young companies. It's aggressive, it's number one in the space, it's a household name, and guess what? It's doing more and more and more, right? I don't see anybody, you have two sectors going on. You have the food people, which is like Grubhub, DoorDash, and all those people like that, Grubhub, DoorDash. Then you have the ride people, which is like Lyft, Uber, or whatnot. Uber is going in and it's taking both. It's like, hey, I got Uber Eats. We're going to dominate Uber Eats, and then we're going to dominate the rides, right? So I like that going into the future, even though it's unprofitable, I like that. We're going to get into that. So the competition is just weakening because of Uber, and it could overexpand itself, but it is dominating in these two spaces. You know, when you look at what is the competition doing, look at the second level. What is Lyft doing? Look at the second level of what DoorDash is doing. Is DoorDash really even competing with Uber Eats? Is Lyft even competing with Uber? So I do like that aggressiveness of dominating and sending a clear message to the industry. They tried to buy Grubhub. They went and got Postmates. They're sending a clear message to the industry. We're here and we want to dominate and, you know, by any means necessary. And that's what I like as an investor. So the competition, I think Uber's crushing the competition with these moves by taking more of the market share. Now, the only bad thing about this deal is not supposed to close until the first quarter of 2021. The downside of this, is this a monopoly? Some people may look at it as a monopoly. Some people may say, wait, hold up. Uber is too big. Nobody can compete. But they brought that up on their conference call saying, hey, you still have Grubhub. And you still have DoorDash that's still in the space. You still have Lyft. We're not, you know, so hopefully, you know, regulations don't stop them from getting the deal done. So the next thing is, this is my biggest concern. I was always wondering what was happening with Postmates. Postmates is not a publicly traded company. I can't look up the finances of Postmates. I said, was Postmates, was it already profitable? What was Postmates doing? I don't want to see two struggle companies come along. So we're going to take a look at their presentation. Since Postmates, it was going to go public this year, but you know, Uber just came out and brought them, and they're going to merge it with Uber Eats. So now let's take a look at the presentation they put up. So let me pull up my screen here for the people that are catching the video content. Here we go. I think it's this one. All right, here we go. This is what they put out today by the Uber Eats acquisition. Postmates acquisition. I'm sorry about that. So they kind of told, hey, look, what I just told you guys and girls, how it's going to be taken or whatnot, you know, how they're going to pay for it, all the good stuff like that. Now, they did pull up the performance of Postmates. So Postmates is a public, it's not a publicly traded company. It's a private company. So you don't get the finances like that. So this is the only look that I have into the finances. So they're saying quarter one, 2020 for the past quarter, they did $243 million in gross bookings, and they had a revenue of $107 million, right? They had 10 million active customers and 115,000 restaurant partners. So what they're looking at is, hey, if we can take Uber Eats and Postmates, put them together, they can, I'm sorry to say this, but they're probably going to lay off a lot of people. They're probably going to be able to bring two systems together. And they look at this as putting them on the road to profitability faster. Now let's go back into number five, what I just said, the road to profitability. This increases their road to profitability because what they're going to be able to do now is, let me change my background. I don't like my background looking like that. Y'all give me 1 second. Boom. I don't know. I leave it with black. So anyway, what they're doing right now, this is what they put out for what you guys and girls can see live. They're saying that, hey, Uber, they made about $643 million gross. They put $107 million revenue. But guess what? This company was unprofitable because I heard them say in the conference call that the company was on its way to profitability, but it's not a profitable company. But guess what? If they can merge their two things together, right, then they could cut out a lot of costs. They can lower the costs because the company generated in the last quarter $107 million. So hopefully they can bring some of the things in. So here comes some of the highlights. They said it had a strong Southwest presence in cities like Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Orange County, San Diego, and Phoenix, 155 local partnerships with brands. And they said it has a strong brand relationship, 10 million active users, all of the good stuff like that. And they kind of down here more into the presentation, they look at is that they can put these two things together and get to profitability even faster. And because, you know, Uber Eats is unprofitable. So Uber Eats is unprofitable. What they're looking at now is saying, hey, look, this is what we could do now, you know, by incorporating another company. So this is a rapidly changing environment. Everything became fast. You got the big players are Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, what they just got, Eat Streets, Delivery.com, Favor, Slice, Ritual, all these other companies I never heard of, right? So what they're saying is that since we had the COVID-19, more restaurants, and this is becoming more of a demand than it was back in the day, right? You got Blue Apron, Jimmy John's, Domino's, all these other companies, right? So you're looking at all these companies, they're saying that it has an increased demand for people using online delivery service. Then here, I like what they did in the strategic listing they put here between Uber Eats and Postmates. They talk about the gross bookings. The gross bookings, quarter two for Postmates, quarter two gross bookings grew 57% year over year and 50% quarter over quarter. So from one quarter to another quarter, they grew 50%. Year over year, they grew 67%. Now, the quarter bookings for Uber Eats, it was 100% from last year to this year. 100% growth in Uber Eats, 67% growth year over year for Postmates. So they're looking at it like, hey, this thing is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. So when you look at it, of course, they had 115 partner merchants, but Uber has 400,000. They had 115,000 with Postmates. Uber already had 400,000. So Uber was already bigger. They was already the big boy in the space. They just got another juggernaut. So they're boom. They're moving to number one into this particular space. Still an unprofitable company, but they're looking at this will put them on the road to profitability even faster, right? So the road to profitability has increased with Uber Eats if they effectively do everything positive. Now, where did I get that presentation? That's on investors.uber. It's on the investor relations page, right? When you're following the company, you got to be part of the investor relations to see what's going on with the company. What is the company saying? So you just don't buy a stock and just wait for the price to go up. You look for the story. And when that story doesn't make sense, that'll tell you when to sell, that'll tell you when to buy, right? So that's one of the things you got to look for to as well. Now, looking at the deal itself, I like the deal, number one, because it's being aggressive, becoming number one in your space. This is why I always look for number one, two, and three in a particular space. Why? Because when times like this come, the little guy eats the big guy eats the little guys to expand their profitability. So, you know, Uber, before the COVID-19 came along, they was planning on being profitable by December. So by them making this move, this moves them to profitability even quicker because they can buy another company. They can cut out a lot of management. They can cut out a lot of, you know, computers and technology. And they can maybe Uber Eats and Postmates can use the same thing and they can cut down their costs on revenue, pushing them towards profitability. Keep in mind, Uber Eats is unprofitable. Also, Postmates is not profitable. Even though they generated $107 million in the first quarter, they're not profitable, something that I don't like, but I like this aggressive move in the space. Who else do you see doing these aggressive moves? They tried to buy Grubhub, DoorDash, Lyft. Who else is being this aggressive? Uber got deep pockets, right? They got big backing, they got big pockets, they can do bigger things. So now Uber Eats is moving into, they're saying, hey, we're not satisfied. We're not just trying to deliver food. We're not just trying to deliver people. We're trying to deliver everything. And that's what Postmates does. Postmates just doesn't focus on food. You can say, hey, let me get a bag of potato chips. I never personally use them, but I have them on my phone. Maybe one time I thought I was about using them. But you can say, hey, give me a bag of Doritos and Mountain Dew delivered to my house, and they would do that. So you know, they're buying it. They're paying for it with $84 million a share, 84 million shares at $31.45. They're becoming number one into the space. They bought it for $2.65 billion. This is a move I like, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's two unprofitable companies, but I like to see that unprofitable company that's number one in the space, that's making an aggressive move, expanding its growth and its reach into the space. So that's pretty much a breakdown, the best breakdown you're going to get anywhere out there on what's going on with the Uber and the Postmate deal that stole the show on the market today. But I hope you guys and girls enjoyed it. My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.